From the heart of the earth to the world, RTI.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.
Welcome to a special postcard from Poprad, direct from the Institute of Directors in London, which is the Slovak House 2012. And as normal, Lee starts off before it started. But before that, hi to the guys at Talk Radio X, Replay Radio, Audio Boo, and you lovely folks on RTI. The alternative news programme this week, direct from the Olympic House in London 2012. So Lee grabs a cyclist coming by the Slovak House, and this is what happens.
RTI.
My name's Kamil Kmec. Or in Kamil Slovak Kmec. Language, it's Kamil Kmec.
Yes.
Brilliant. And you live in London now?
Yeah, I live in London now. And I'm actually involved in some of the voluntary activities around the Olympics for Slovak Catholic Mission in London.
Great. Excellent. I see. What sort of thing do you do?
We prepared a series of events. 2 weeks ago, we had a big family barbecue in the Bacon's College at Canada Water with a lot of sports, football tournament, and so on. We had a Slovak torchbearer coming to see us, Marian Berger. And hopefully, every Sunday during Olympics, we'll have some Olympic afternoons in the church, and hopefully we'll get some of these Slovak sportsmen to come along and see defense.
Good idea, good idea. And you're actually just passing here now on the hope that you see some of the Slovak team?
Exactly, that was the idea, yeah. I'm on my way from work, basically, and I thought I have some spare time, so why not admire the Slovak House and surroundings?
Absolutely, and who do you particularly want to see?
All of them. Faces as possible.
Brilliant.
Hopefully I meet some of them face to face.
Yeah.
But it would be good to see the entire Slovak delegation, obviously.
Excellent, that's fine, thank you.
No problem, you're welcome.
RTI.
The floor is yours, Mr. Telensky. I am really very happy to welcome you here at the stage, please.
Your Excellency, Minister of Transport, Mike Penning, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Pierre de Gouberin, who is the man who made the biggest inroads into modern Olympics, said that the Olympic Games are the quadrennial celebration of the springtime of humanity. Today this is the house of Slovak Republic. Slovak Republic is a young nation which also has experienced the springtime of its existence. And that is why it's very appropriate for us to be here today. They have experienced the important part of their history by becoming independent. And this is, for the sportsmen of the Slovak Republic, a stimulus of humanity. Here in the heart of London, the Slovakia is delighted to play part in the international sporting celebration representing all that is best in our worldwide family. You see here the Slovaks, the best of the best, which are represented by athletes and competitors, which came together today to reach the Olympic dreams. Cytus, Altius, and Fortis, faster, higher, and stronger. As the famous composer John Williams says, the Olympics are wonderful metaphor for the world cooperation, the kind of international competition that's wholesome and healthy, an interplay between countries that represents the best of us all. So we hope that during the Summer Olympic Games 2012, this Slovak House will be not only a background for the Slovakian people, but it also will be the place where the Slovakian culture, their kind nature, and their rich history will be displayed. Emil Zátopek, in 1948 in London Olympic Games, when he ran his marathon and won the Olympic medal, showed a very restrained face in the last 100 meters of his marathon. And they asked him, why couldn't you smile? And he said, I don't have a talent to be able to run and smile at the same time. So, today, you are not going to run. We want you to smile. We want you to enjoy yourself in this great place of a great history of a young nation. And we would like you to enjoy the hospitality of the Slovakian people. And we would like you, we hope that you will bring many friends during the Olympic Games to show the rich culture and the background of this great nation of Slovak Republic. I would like to thank the Slovak Tourist Agency, the Tourist Board, which has done a real hard work to make all this possible. I'd like to thank the Agency of Black Tea, who worked relentlessly for the past year or so. I'd like to like my employees who are today and who have given her free time to make it possible. And I would like you to thank you all for coming here today. And remember, you are not running, so smile. Thank you for your time.
Ďakujem veľmi pekne. Ataše slovenskej olympijskej výpravy pánovi doktorovi Janovi Telenskému, ktorému veľmi pekne ďakujeme za pomoc pri organizácii.
From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.
Okay, Dalton, please tell me why you're here.
Well, I'm here to support the Slovakian team. I did try and break the Vets World Record in their country, in Banská Bystrica. I have a great relationship because over the years I've actually jumped in indoors competition to music.
Oh, right. And how do you think they've presented it tonight?
Yeah, I think it was really great. It's well presented. The culture came over, and it's nice that, you know, London we were looking forward to embrace and entertaining the Slovakian team.
That's right. And do you feel that this is really going to put Slovakia on the map?
I mean, yeah, I think it can put Slovakia on the map and it teach people how to, you know, relate and appreciate the culture.
And what about their team, the way the teams have done?
I mean, the Olympics is a special event and it's, you know, obviously you sacrifice 4 years for 4 hours or less than 10 seconds, so to speak, and unless, hopefully they can do the best they can, and if they can fly the flag and win a gold medal, great, to inspire the next generation.
Excellent. Well, thanks for your time, though. Cheers.
Thank you.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.
Jan, you are the Olympic attaché for the Slovak team. How did you actually end up being that?
Well, one day I was approached by the president of the Slovakian Olympic Committee, Mr. Chmelar, who said, Jan, we have difficulties finding a venue in London for the 2012 Olympic Games. So he gave me the mandate of being the attaché, the ambassador for Slovak Republic Olympic Games. And I start looking for venues. So I found Tower of London, which was too expensive, and it would have required tents. Then I went to the London Museum. And then I remembered that I'm the fellow of the Institute of Directors. And I played a long shot. And I asked them, would they hire for the Olympic Games the house? And they said, yes, we would. And that was about 1.5 years ago. Of course, IOD has never been rented. And it never will be. It's for the first and the last time they've done it. Of course, because we are here, below us is the JP Morgan. So we are sharing it with the Americans. And we will share, when we get the medals and the Americans, we will celebrate in this garden. And I must say that today is the unofficial opening. Tomorrow the president of Slovakia will be here. And it will be the official opening at between 12:30 and 2 o'clock, from whence he goes to Buckingham Palace to the Queen with all the dignitaries and presidents and prime ministers. And from the Buckingham Palace, they go for the official opening of the 2012 Olympic Games.
That sounds absolutely brilliant. The 2 years that you've spent working on this, how's it been? Has it been really hard work?
I must say that the organisation at IOD is extremely professional. We obviously had to discuss the details of sharing the kitchen, preparing all the details, the decor, making sure we get the garden. So there was a lot of to and fro, but as you can see today, it was successful. And we really enjoyed the cooperation of this great institution, IOD.
I think that's brilliant. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.
Well, we're here, ladies and gentlemen, and we have Arpad Pal with us. He is one of Slovakia's probably most controversial artist and has turned out some really charming work, which has gone on an exhibition at the Institute of Directors House in London for the Olympics. How did this come about? How did this come about, Arpad?
I represent Arpad in the UK, and being a member of the Institute of Directors, I saw that his artwork, which is unique, not only in Slovakia but in UK and Europe, would fit not only for the Olympic attitude, but also for the institute. It's just nicely complemented.
It sounds good. The work is absolutely fabulous. You have the... it's basically, if I've got this right, it's large pieces of tree which has then been honed into a work of art and had added... What has been added to it?
Well, first of all, it's wood which is old, sometimes 300 or more years. And Arpad works on this for some pieces 3 to 6 months. And some pieces are inlaid with silver, gold, platinum, bones, you name it. All the jewels. Mm-hmm. The gold is in some pieces, that is the top carat gold. And comes the wood, talks to him. For example, one piece comes in as a thistle. That particular piece supposed to be given as a present to the one of the royal family, where our queen has in her collection one piece, like Madeleine Albright and the King of Norway. So his work is unique.
I think that's fabulous, and I think the fact that you've actually made Arpad's first exhibition here for the 2012 Olympics is brilliant. And thanks for your time. Thanks for talking to us. That's excellent. Thank you.
This is RTI, from the heart of Europe to the world, the station of the stars.